This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Libertarian presidential candidate Jo Jorgensen brought her free market and individual liberties campaign to Wauwatosa last night. Jorgensen reached out to conservatives by encouraging citizens nationwide to challenge state-ordered business restrictions aimed at reducing the spread of COVID-19.
For a while there, I was getting a little discouraged, thinking that Americans were just kind of following along too well. This is the land of the free, home of the brave. We should be able to work. So I'm so glad that Americans aren't going to put up with it.
But Jorgensen also took stands generally supported by liberals, such as ending the federal war on drugs. She also wants to reduce some police powers.
I will end no-knock raids, which too often end up killing innocent bystanders like Breonna Taylor.
About 100 people braved chilly weather to attend the rally. Morgan Thompson of Waukesha has already voted for Jorgensen, in part because of the Libertarian Party's long support for marriage equality.
The Libertarian Party has made a stand for nearly 50 years.
Jorgensen's polling numbers are low, but supporter Anna Buffman says libertarians are in it for long-term change in how government treats people.
We need to just keep that up and keep on in that fight and spreading the message of liberty.
Republican President Donald Trump will speak in Waukesha tonight, while Democrat Joe Biden's campaign plans many get-out-the-vote events in Wisconsin this weekend. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.